It's Nick Mezzanine with Andy Morrison after the Nomads 4-1 victory away at Bala. Andy, your fantastic performance there tonight.
Yeah, it was terrific. Right from the kickoff. You know, if you take the sloppiness on the goal that they scored, you know, it's almost the perfect performance. So, you know, it could have been 6-7-8. Wow, you know, the opportunities and the chances we've created, and we've looked really strong. And we look much more like an Andy Morrison outfit, you know. It was we don't have many blips as a team, but you know, last week we were way off what we were about, and we just lost our identity a little bit. I thought tonight we got that back, and when we have somebody that can deliver a ball, which my teams have always been based around a quality set plays, and we had somebody that could deliver it. And you know, without being harsh on anybody else at the football club, you know, the boy has got an unbelievable left foot, and he puts it on the button every time. You know, if you think back to when we had him and Wes Baines, that was the identity of our club. You know, every single set play we looked like we'd score, and we really have lost that identity. You know, the key point is the way we play. We go on the outside of defenders, and they get blocked, they get throw-ins, they get corners, we get set plays in the final third. And you know, and we've always scored a lot of goals, and we've been really, really poor. In other areas, we've improved massively, because our goal tally this year, Nick, is remarkable. You know, I think we're heading towards almost doubling what we had last year, and that'll be never ever be achieved at any level for a club to go from 45 to, I think now we've gone past 80 goals this year, which is just quite remarkable achievement. And our set plays have not been great for probably 2 or 3 months, but I just thought on the corners, the set plays, every single ball today looked like we were going to score from it, and that makes a hell of a difference to the outcome of a game.
Whilst the set plays were fantastic from the returning Nathan Wolfe there, you can't obviously go any further than his hat-trick as well. 3 fantastic goals.
Yeah, and it's, you know, life and football is about confidence. And, you know, Nathan's gone across to Airbus for a couple of months, and he's absolutely ripped the league up. I think he's got 6 goals and about 8 assists, you know, and he's been a revelation over there. He's come back. His time's up there. He's come back. You know, Bax has rang in sick today. And you know, he's got his opportunity, and you know, it causes me a pleasant problem, because like I say, when I have that kind of delivery, and a boy who's, you know, at the right at the top of his game and full of confidence, you know, it reminds me of the Nathan Wolfe that I saw, you know, a couple of seasons ago, that got in the team of the season, and that gives me, you know, a pleasant problem going forward.
A brief appearance as well also for Jamie Insull, who finally got his international clearance today. Great to finally get him on the pitch as well.
Yeah, exactly. Jamie's going to be terrific. You know, he's enthusiastic. He's a bundle of energy, and, you know, he'll give us a different dimension. You know, I thought today some of our play I thought it was very good, Nick. I thought we moved the ball really well, and we caused them different problems that we've caused them in the past. You know, and I think that takes us on to, is that 61 points now? Which again is, we're just ripping up the record books at Connors Quay. You know, we do it season on season, and what we're actually doing is unprecedented. You know, like I say about the goals we scored, and now we smashed our points tally, and you know, I just think it's an absolutely incredible season that we're having. The other side of it is, you've got a team in TNS who what they've done over the last sort of 8 to 10 weeks is just, it's just remarkable, and you've got to take your hat off to it. You know, I think it's something like, I've been told, 8 clean sheets and 10 victories in about 11 games. It's just very, very difficult to compete with that at any level. You know, our win percentage record this season would probably win most leagues, and you know, we've made it very difficult, but it's not over. You never know. Do you know, can Barry go and get a result tomorrow? Who knows? But you know, it's been a fantastic night for us, and I'm extremely proud, because as I've said, you know, with my staff, Craig and Jay and Neil, you know, and all the players, we've rewritten the history books again at this football club, and that's what we've done since day one when we come into the club, you know. And do we get the credit we deserve from any quarters? No, we don't, which is incredibly disappointing for me personally. But you know, I'll do my talking at the end of the season. And what we've got to do now is make sure that we compete for the 6 points that are available in the next 2 games, and then go in and give a good account of ourselves against TNS in the final. You know, but there's a lot of stuff to be done at this football club. You know, there's a lot of things to be sorted out going forward. And, you know, we're all going to sit down in the summer, and a lot of changes will take place.